I've caught up with poet Wing Tek Lum in his Chinatown office. In his other life, he's a businessman. Books and papers rest in piles on every horizontal surface.
I want to speak for the dead.
For the last 15 years, Lum has walked with a divining rod over the still smoldering remains of the Rape of Nanjing, the Nanjing Massacre, the conquest of what was China's capital by the Japanese army in 1937. Lum has uncovered and lifted up the lives of participants in this maelstrom. It's estimated 200,000 to 300,000 people died in a six-week period.
We get the stories of people who survived, and we get the stories of the perpetrators, the Japanese soldiers. But we don't necessarily get a lot of stories about the people who suffered and died. What I wanted to do was try to give them some form of dignity, some kind of a proper burial by speaking out for them.
But you've got poems from mothers, children, Chinese soldiers, collaborators, even Japanese soldiers in the first person.
Yes, they're from the first person so that I can try to get under their skin. And by doing so, have my readers also feel this same sense of shock or anger or the will to survive.
He jabs me with the tip of his blade. Then he steps back, holding his rifle waist high. He takes several deep breaths. He hardly looks at me, but suddenly lunges. I am lucky I can wriggle about even though my hands are bound to a pole behind my back. My shirt is soaked with blood. I now understand what is happening. This is for real. I am to die. I try to resist, but I feel faint. I groan. My knees give way, and I slide down the pole. Other soldiers start yelling. They point to my chest, my belly. He was supposed to kill me, but has not. This time he stabs me once, then again and again, cracking my ribs, tearing apart my guts, slashing my throat, my face. I die. But he continues his thrusts and grunts until he's covered with the splatterings of my flesh mingled with his sweat. His frenzied tears inside my lungs, the death of my life now woven into his new life of death.
If I were in that same situation, what would I do? I don't know. And I think that that's part of what I was trying to work through while I was writing these poems.
You must be influenced by the objectivist poets. Clear images, almost dry recounting that makes what you're describing stand out.
There's an expression in Chinese literature called the even and bland, ping tam. It's just sort of a matter-of-fact, simple, plain-spoken style of writing. Just let the scene play out for itself and then let the reader take it from there.
Well, where does the impact lie then in the poem?
Ultimately, it lies in the reader's response.
Poet Wing Tek Lum with Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.